Good morning. This is Monk Sylvia, and my topic is I count the blessings. In the course of a day, I can sometimes hear many, I made a mistake here, I wasn't able to do that, this went wrong, and this I couldn't do right. And I remember the times when that was prevailing in my life too. And sometimes, even now, I almost forget. But I have to start with my story at the beginning. It was Wednesday morning when I brought Dr. Herbert Bayerle, our dean and founder, and Dr. Ellen Yamini to the airport because they are off for seminars in Europe and Africa. And as I left the airport, I actually thought I would park the car there because I wanted to go to the bathroom. Then I thought, oh no, I can easily make it until El Cajon, and there is a store and I can use the restroom there. So off I went. And I was almost already in El Cajon when my cell phone rang. And it was Ellen on the phone, and she said, you have to come back. You have to come and pick up my manicure set. They didn't allow me to take it on the plane. Okay, I turn around and stand in line at the exit because now the morning traffic starts. But finally I arrive and I get the manicure set from Ellen, and she said, look, just close by there is a Dennis, why don't you stop there and have a coffee, and at the same time you can use their restroom. Okay, I say, we'll see. So off I go, and yes, I think that's a good idea to stop at Dennis. I drive into the parking lot, and while I was parking my car, I hear something like glass splintering and crashing. And I thought, strange noise. And I went out, and lo and behold, I had driven over glass. Somebody had splattered a soda bottle. And the glass looked really sharp and kind of vicious. And I thought to myself, whoops, what did I do here? Driving over glass, why didn't I see it? All right, an excuse is that it was still a little bit dark. But then I said, I better check the tires. So I walked around and checked the tires, and lo and behold, the right back tire looked rather low. And I thought to myself, better go and check that out. So I went to Discount Tires at Broadway. That's just a store where we always go when we have tire problems. And I told them, look, I was driving over glass, and back tire looks rather low. And I said, yeah, you're right. It looks much lower than the others. Okay, we'll check it out for you. So I wait, and after a while, half an hour or so, they come back and they say, well, your back right tire had a nail in it. And we checked all four tires for glass, but there was nothing. All the other tires are okay. And I thought to myself, see, what a blessing. If I would not have driven over that glass, I would not have checked out the tires. And who knows where I would have been, in the middle of the traffic in town or in the middle of nowhere on the freeway up to the mountain when the last air would have gone out of that tire. So that was the divine in me who sent that glass along, telling me loud and clearly, there is something to check out. And for me, that's not a new occurrence. It so often happens that what I think is an oops or a mistake in my life turns out to be a great blessing. And that's why I look at everything that happens to me now as a blessing. And the first blessing is that I have a good attitude about it. And then when I have a good attitude about it, the blessing, the gift that it has, shows up very quickly. And so is life. Life is filled with blessings, and the divine in me, the divine intelligence in me, talks to me in many interesting and different ways if I only listen. It's not always a still, small voice that tells me intuitively what to do. It would, probably, if I would listen, but sometimes it needs a little crashing glass or a loud sound from somewhere that I wake up and do something. And so today I look forward to a day filled with blessings, filled with miracles to fill up my blessing book. And I see the same for each one of you, for each one of us, just for everybody in this entire world. As we say, I surround you with my pure white light of love, and I see all your ways, peace, and all your paths, pleasantness. And so it is. I love you.